Hey Josh, it's John with Local Splash.
What's going on, John?
Hey, my representative asked me to reach back out to you, said you called in.
Yeah, did you fill that spot or not?
No, I tried to call you back like 8 minutes ago, and then I didn't get a hold of you, so I was just about to take them back off, or back onto the floor, or basically like take the listing off a hold, and then Alex messaged me, said you called in, so.
Wow.
I was like, maybe he'll text me, or he has my number, he'll call, you know, but it's okay.
Yeah, man, I really wish, so look, here's the thing, I'm going to be transparent with you, I'm going to be 100% honest.
Okay.
I have been putting 100%, I've been putting 100% of my own funds into everything. I've opened up a business account and got a business credit card, but it's not going to be here till Friday. You know what I'm saying? So I would hate to put more of my personal funds into that when our cards, which the debit and credit is going to be here Friday, is
Yeah.
So
I mean,
what do you?
This is anything that I haven't been through before. Usually what we do when we send over everything digitally, so you'll get an email with a invoice receipt, and marketing with Google and advertising with our company is considered a business expense. So the first payment, obviously you'd have to make sure that you save that email and send it over to your CPA, your tax guy, when that time of the year comes around, because you'll be able to get that money back that way, right? They'll be able to reimburse you for it. And then before the next payment, July 22nd, we can switch it over to the business account. That way, not only will you still have the invoice receipts coming in, but you'll also have it documented through the business account as a business expense as well. And then obviously that's something you'll be able to document and share with them later. So you'll still be able to write it off as a business expense. It'll just come through on a personal transaction from your card, but we send everything over in writing.
Say that last part again, I'm sorry. My child was acting.
Oh, no problem. I was just saying we could start the first month on a personal, and then before the next payment arrives, we could always swap it over to the business account, and then I'll still send over the invoice receipt, so that way you could still write off this payment on that's made on the personal account.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, so you're going to send me the link over, right, for me to put in all my payment information?
No, I would actually secure the listing with you now. We use the VeriSign secure database, so I'd actually have to create your Google Business profile and send it over for verification, and then I will secure the payment with you. I'll send
I've already got a Google Business profile.
Right. Like I said, we got to submit it to Google. So what's going to happen is you're going to verify all the information that's on that. I don't know if anything's changed as far as name, address, phone number, the link to the website, if you swapped out a domain name. So I'm going to want to verify all of that at point of sale here. And then once we submit it to Google for your PIN verification, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. And then there's
I've done that.
Okay. Do you have the 5-digit number on the back of it?
Yeah, I do. It's at my house, but I think I've already verified it.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it.
Let me look
it
up real quick.
Yeah.
And G renovation.
Yeah,
I
found
can tell you my
page. And I got all your license, like insurance, it's saying here. But that's not you, actually, JG Remodeling LLC. This isn't your Facebook page, huh?
No, one of them is. Hold on. No, not J&G Remodeling. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it came across as remodeling. J&G. There's a Renovations USA LLC, but a lot of that stuff's in Spanish. And then,
why is none of my stuff on this, bro?
Yeah.
You can't even find mine.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be the whole point of you doing something like this.
Oh, y'all took it off
so that
I
was
like,
no. We don't maliciously. Even if you left us in the future, you'd still have all the reviews and everything you generated. You'd still be verified. We can't unverify your business. Only you can go
here we go.
Activate it.
8 recommendations. Can't see what on your Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
J&G
general contract in LLC. Really? Huh? I'm looking at. Somebody told me, you know, I actually landed a job not long ago from Nextdoor. You know what that is?
From Nextdoor? The Nextdoor app?
Yes. And,
yeah,
but
it's a directory.
I don't have a profile.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know, maybe the Home Advisor submitted you to that directory. That's a directory service. So it's kind of like Yelp or Yellow Pages. Somebody has to be searching on that platform in order to actually get your information. So this is a Google Business profile that we're talking about here. I know you said you recently you went through the name change, right? Did you ever update it, like, so that it's J&G Renovation LLC instead of the DBA?
No, I created a new everything. Everything was new. It wasn't just a, oh, here it is. Boom. No review, general contractor, open at, what now? No, that's J&J, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, man. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't see any kind of PIN verification that's been finalized. So it could have been with the name change, but usually what happens is you'll get your Google Business profile, so all you have to do is look up your name, and you'll be able to find yourself for your name. But we still have to go into that once it's created and do the optimization, so that way you show up on the first page in that top recommended section for each individual service. So we have to program you in for each individual service you offer, painting, etc. So we'll do that.
Okay.
But I'll have to verify that.
Hey, I just found it. What do I need to give you so that you can pull it or look at it? I managed the page.
Copy the link and then send it to me in that text field there from the numbers I was texting you on earlier.
Okay, hold on.
The 714 area code. Because yes, I was doing everything I can to try to pull it up here. I wasn't finding it.
Okay, let me... What do you mean, copy the link? Oh, sure, I got you. Tell me your phone number one time, please.
Yeah, here, let me go ahead and pull it up here. It's 714.
Huh?
You got it? 502?
Yeah.
Okay. 0500.
Alrighty, John?
That's my business cell. That should come right here. Okay, let me see here. I got something. There's a little link here. Is that your, I got your, oh, no, that's not your code. Never mind. Thought it was it. Okay, I found it. Here we go. Make sure this number is matching up. Yeah, see, even the phone number is different. That's why we have to verify everything. The phone number on this profile is a 256-384-6408.
No, that's my business number. It's my Google number.
Okay, the number we're on right now is a 6190. Oh, you're using a Google Voice line?
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha. See, that's why I have to ask, though, because if I'm going to create this profile, I would have just assumed, you know, and probably put the 6190 number. So I'm just going to verify all the information over again, so that way I don't miss anything. Okay? Is Josh short for Joshua?
Yes.
Okay, what's your last name?
Price,
P-R-I-C-E?
Yes.
Okay. And are you the sole owner? Do you have a partner?
No, I have a partner.
Okay. What's your partner's name?
Marley Price.
Harley? Like the bike?
No. M-A-R-L-I.
Oh, okay. Marley. Marley Price. Okay. And he's co-owner, you said? Partner?
Yeah, 50%.
Okay. And then I will list this number that we're on as the cell phone, and we'll use the Google Voice number as your primary line of contact, unless you wanted me to change that, or are you okay with it being listed that way?
You use the Google number on the page, right?
Right, yeah, the 256-384-6408.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Okay, and then these hours, they're a little bit scattered, so I just want to verify your work hours here. I have Tuesday, 8 to 7. I have Wednesday, 8 to 5. Thursday, 8 to 7. Friday, 8 to 3:30. and then Saturday and Sunday closed?
Just do Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Right?
And do from 7 or 8 to 5.
Okay.
I don't know why it was bouncing around like that.
Sorry, it's okay. So 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday, Sunday closed?
Yep.
Okay, that's exactly why we do this. See, and then you can accept cash, check, and card from your clients, or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Cash, card.
Okay, camera 801 Sun Hill Road.
Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send you that invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
It's J and, spelled the word and, G.
Okay.
Renovation.
Okay.
LLC at gmail.com.
Perfect. You're already at Gmail.
No, hey. God, I'm so sorry, dude. I'm trying to do that a 90 thing at the same time.
It came back as invalid.
Yeah, listen. It's Reno. Same thing, except for just put R-E-N-O for renovation.
Oh, okay. So it's J-N-G Reno, LLC?
Yep.
At gmail.com? Okay, I got you. Let me see if it comes back valid this time. Okay, yeah. That came back as valid. And then for the PIN verification letter, I don't think we'll have to PIN... Fucking son of a bitch.